Hello.
Hi, Wesley.
Yes.
Hi, Wesley. This is Nadine with Local Splash. We have spoken last week.
That's
right. It is regarding First Page Place. How are you? How was your holiday weekend?
It was good. Thank you for asking. How about yours?
It was good. You know, a lot of time with family. Busy.
Yes.
But busy in a good way, right? You kind of make your rounds, you know, you haven't seen some in a few, you know, in a little bit of time, so.
Yeah.
So I did want to check in with you. Yeah, it was a good time overall, you know, but it just kind of threw me off with having Monday off. I'm like, oh my gosh, yesterday felt like it was Monday.
Yeah.
So I did want to check in with you. Regarding what we had been discussing last week, and I know you didn't give you a call back.
This was for accurate building inspections, right?
Yes, correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. We did get our website issue fixed, so you could see our website there.
Let me take a look. Yeah, because I know that there was an issue. I think they were updating your website, right, if I'm not mistaken?
It was a GoDaddy issue, a hosting issue. So I
that makes sense.
Server.
Okay. Yeah, I see it loading up for me now. Ooh, this is nice.
Yes.
I like it.
Right. It's enough to get some of the information across. We'll probably continually need to be refined, and I know I need to add some new services on there to advertise.
Well, this is what I tell everyone, right? A website is really created to give, like, it's like having a menu at a restaurant, right? They get to learn more about your company. They see the quality work that you do. That's what a website's for. Some websites, you know, they'll drive traffic. You know, some companies will drive traffic to your website, but mainly, predominantly, you want always that first page placement on Google because that's where 90% of the searches will start and stop.
Okay, and when you say first place placement, that means within the industry, correct?
What it is when we're talking about the first page placement on Google, how they will find you, Wesley, is not by your company name, right? They're going to find you by the services that you offer. And that's
correct.
Where we utilize keywords and keyword search terms. Now, go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's okay.
So would that mean we would need to change around certain context on my webpage?
No, not at all. In fact, we don't even tinker with your website. We would like to make sure that wherever your business, that we're promoting it, that your website
Google.
Is attached. So we will not tinker with the website whatsoever.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Now, we have recommendations, though, like looking at the website, seeing things that could be...
Well, when I look at websites, when I look at websites, the one thing I look for is how quickly it loads up, right? And yours loads up pretty fast. I also look at if you have that SSL certificate, which it looks like a little lock next to your domain name, which you have, right?
Okay.
What that lock means, it's an SSL certificate, like a security. So you know how like on your website, there's a form that potential clients could fill out, like subscribing to your newsletter, right? When you have that security lock on it, that means it's preventing anyone from taking that information of people's email addresses and names, right? So you have that, which I'm glad you have. Those are some of the things that I look at, right? Honestly, I think the website looks great.
Okay, good.
Now, I noticed, though, like you have these logos, right, for Instagram, a logo for Facebook, and those typically will take you, like if I were to click on it, right, it should take me to an Instagram page that's created for you. However, it doesn't take me there. Now, if I clicked on the logo of the Yelp listing on your website, it takes me straight to your Yelp profile.
Yes.
And
correct,
your Facebook.
I haven't really done
any of those.
I created the social, but I haven't really done anything on them yet, you know? So I just didn't find a reason to connect them just yet, at least when I had
okay.
built the website.
Oh, so that's why. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
My main focus right now was the website, right, which
uh-huh.
I got done, and then Google. I feel like Google is, as a businessman, you know, as
mm-hmm.
I own and operate other businesses with my family,
uh-huh.
so I felt Google, you know, I always look to verify people by finding their Google business, you know,
right.
and
yeah.
kind of like my basis for, you know, starting to do research on a company or anything really.
Yeah.
So I just felt like that right there, I need to get out of the way. That's the most used search engine in the world. So establish
yeah.
our solid Google presence, like you said, SEO first page. That was my more important priority.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I've seen a couple of Facebook pages, so yours is just the Accurate Building Inspections. Is it with the ink at the end of it?
It's not ink. It's either, I don't remember if it was just Accurate Building Inspections or Accurate Building Inspections LLC. It could be one of those two.
Okay.
Yes, I created them a little while ago. I don't recall.
It might be this one. Oh, here it is. I found it.
It has our logo.
Accurate Building Inspections LLC, and it has your logo.
Perfect. That's it.
So I know when we had talked, we had discussed two different packages, right? We had actually talked about the package, which is our platinum package with the Facebook ads. And that's the one that the price was $2.99 a month. Okay.
Yeah.
That gave you the first page placement on Google. So it's taking actually the current profile page that you have and optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there by your keywords and your search terms.
What is?
The first page placement on Google, it's taking your, you know how you have your Google profile page now?
Yes, yes.
So what we would do is you would actually add us on as managers to that page, and we would
correct.
Optimize it to the first page and maintain it there by your keywords and your search terms. Okay? Now,
once again, what you mean by the first page is when anyone's searching anything inspection related.
Yes,
right?
Inspection, any of the keywords that pertain to the services that you provide.
And services that are being advertised on my Google profile, correct?
Well, in other words, right? Because, like, let's give you
yes.
an example. There's business owners out there that are general contractors. However,
correct.
Some of them are currently focusing just on kitchen and bathroom remodels, right?
Correct.
So
correct.
Although they're a general contractor, they want to focus on the kitchen and bathroom remodels, so that's what we get them found for, kitchen and bathroom remodels. Now, at times, they say, hey, listen, I also want to add flooring. I want to add roofing to my services, to my keywords. So we make sure to also update it with those additional keywords so that if someone's now looking for roofing, they're finding that company. Right? So, you know, there's just a variation of keywords and search terms that pertain to the services that you offer. I mean, the obvious is inspection, right? But if there's specific type of inspections that you are really focusing on, or, you know, whether it's residential, commercial, whatever the case may be, that's what we're making sure that you're always being found at that moment when they're in need
yeah.
of your services. Okay. If you do mold inspection, right, roof inspection, you know, those are the type of keywords and search terms we would want to utilize. Make sense?
Okay.
Okay.
And I think I have all those as my services on my portfolio, my profile as of right now.
That's good. Yeah, I see. And then now in addition to that, right, we also create content for you on Bing. And then we run, with this package, we run what's called Facebook ads. Facebook ads, what they do is they retarget. If someone has done a search on Google for your services, and then they so happen go to their Facebook page, and they're just looking at pictures or looking at stories, what they will see is your ad appear both on their desktop, and it'll even show up on their mobile device. Now, what this does is it helps you reach more new potential clients. However, we make those ads to target, we could target an audience by interest, an audience by income level, or by location. Now, with the Facebook ads, when they click on it, we could either set it up where they call you directly, or they could go straight to your website. Facebook ads, you can actually reach up to a 50-mile radius with the Facebook ads. Okay? And then we also do what we call the directory submission, which gets you listed on directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. These, of course, are just naming a few. However, like, for example, you already have a Yelp profile. We're not going to create you a new one. We just make sure that where we're updating your information, that we're updating it across the board, right? And then we also make sure that your website is also attached where your business is being promoted. We include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and Siri, so that you're found through those devices. And we also cover the mobile platform, which covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. It pretty much covers all of your bases, okay? And that package is $299 a month. The other package that we talked about was our Premier Platinum, which is the next one up. Now, the Premier Platinum, what that includes is Google Ads. So that package, it runs you $499 a month, but it gives you Google Ads as well as the Google Local Map, content on Bing, directory submission, voice-activated searches, and the mobile platform package. And that one runs you $499.
Everything that the original package had, like, without the Google Ads.
I honestly, in my opinion, I would recommend you start with the Platinum, the first package.
Yeah. $500 is a little steep for me on a monthly basis. It would be a bit of a risk.
I will tell you this. When you compare, Wesley, Google Ads to Facebook Ads, and don't get me wrong, Google Ads work great, but the conversion rate on Google Ads, and this is an average conversion rate across all industries, is about 4%, average $10 per click, right? Okay. When you compare it to Facebook Ads, the conversion rate is 9%, and it's an average 50 cents per click. So it's doubled, the conversion rate.
Okay.
Yeah, at a fraction. You see what I mean? And really, Facebook ads are retargeting. So if someone's performed that search on Google, right? And then, you know, and I'll use a perfect example. Just the other day, I had to call my husband's dialysis center and speak to the nurse. And I couldn't remember the phone number by heart. So I just went on Google and typed in Fresenius Kidney Care Near Me, got the number, spoke with the nurse. Yesterday, my granddaughter graduated. And I went on my Facebook page to post a picture of she and I, you know, congratulating her on her graduation. And all of a sudden, I got this ad that appeared for Fresenius Kidney Care. So that ad is actually what appeared on my Facebook page as I was doing a post, because they targeted me as having an interest in their services.
Wow.
Makes sense? So that's what Facebook ads do. They'll retarget. It's kind of reminding them, hey, you were looking for an inspector. Here's someone who offers that service.
That's right. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So that would be $299 a month.
$299 a month, correct. It's a month-to-month program. We do ask that you at least stick it out 2 months because, of course, you know, with Google, nothing's going to happen overnight. So we do call it a two-month verbal agreement. But again, Wesley, you're paying monthly.
Correct.
And it just stays at the $299 a month, whether you're with the 6 months or 6 years. Your price will never change on you.
Okay. All right. So I guess we can give that a go for the
okay.
Next,
now, I do want to send you everything in writing. So I don't know if this would be the right email for you, but I did see on Facebook there's an email that's accuratebuildinginspections@gmail.com. Is that
that's
a good
right.
email
okay.
for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. So the first, you're going to receive these two emails. Now, they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And the first one's going to say Google and Facebook marketing with everything that we're including in that package at $299 a month. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And then the second email, because you're also going to have a customized tracking and reporting system where you can track your results with us. So it's going to say client dashboard in the subject part, and it just gives you like an example of our reporting system so that you can get familiar with how it would look. With our tracking and reporting system, you can track the phone calls that you're receiving, how many times you came up in the search results. So we want you to be able to track all of that. You can even see your keywords as well. Okay.
Amazing. I like that.
Yeah, we don't want you to just take our word for it, right, that it's working. We want you to be able to also see those results for yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'm also going to be sending you, in fact, 3 text messages. On this number that we're speaking on, you can get text messages, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the first text that you will receive is going to have my contact information with my name and my number. And my extension. Now, Wesley, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I do always like to provide my information for you so that you have for your records. Okay?
Okay. Now, would I be able to contact you in the future?
If at any time.
To my account?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, right? I always provide my information just so that you have it. Now, I'm going to set up the account. We're going to schedule also a client interview with one of our technicians. In fact, you're going to have a team within our company here that is going to be dedicated to your account, to the management of it. So anytime that, let's say, you have an update, a change, a question, or even a concern regarding your account, you would contact customer service. We do everything within our company. We do not outsource it. But let's say, Wesley, it's something urgent, and you can't wait. You're welcome to call me. Although I cannot make the change, I can definitely send a message and have them get with you as soon as possible, right? But we do always recommend. Excuse me?
I said you sent me 3 text messages.
Yes. So the first one I sent you has my name. The second text has a number to our customer service. So that's the number that you would call if you ever have a change, an update, a question, or a concern. It's the same number as mine, except for you to reach customer service, you're going to hit number 1. If you were trying to get in touch with me, then you would put in my extension 623. Okay?
Got it.
Now, we are always here Monday through Friday.
Local Splash at support@localsplash.com.
Yes, that is our email address as well for client support. Now, we are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So you are, in fact, 3 hours ahead of us. Yeah. So we are always here for you 10 to 7.
Okay?
And then the third text that I sent to you, it has this link to a YouTube video that's like about maybe 6 minutes long. When you have time, Wesley, please watch the video. It's actually going to give you a demonstration on how you log in to track your results with us. And I want you to get familiar with it, okay? So it'll kind of give you a walkthrough on how you log in to your reports and how you track that success, okay? All right. And you said all 3 came through.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, through email, you'll be sending me these basically these 3 things again?
I can if you prefer that I send them to you through email. Yeah, I can send them to you.
You know what? Yeah, okay. Send that through email as well, just so my partner can see it.
Okay. No worries. I'll send them by email as well. Now, so, Wesley, are you going to be the only one in charge of this account, like doing any changes or anything like that?
Correct.
Are you going to authorize your partner?
No, I'll be the one who's going to be.
Okay.
I handle all the business side of things for the most part. We just consult in terms of expenditures.
Right.
From the client. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes. And, Wesley, your name, you spell it W-E-S-L-E-Y?
That's right.
And what's your last name?
Williford. W-I-L-L-I. Yeah, W-I-L-L-I-F-O-R-D.
Got it. Okay. And then the number that I currently show that's listed on Google is 786-863-4866. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And currently, how it reads right now on Google is accurate building inspections. No LLC included on that. That's how it should read? Okay.
My company name, at least through SunBiz, the company that I register, is Accurate Building Inspections LLC. But yes, my Google profile is Accurate Building Inspections. I'm not sure if you recommend that to be exactly the same.
Well, it's really your preference. Honestly, I know a lot of businesses that are an LLC, but they prefer for it not to be listed in that way.
Yeah, I kind of
like that.
So
it's really up to you.
As long as it wasn't a confliction in any way.
No, no. What we do is we make sure that, like, wherever we're promoting your company, if we're creating profiles for you on other directories, that we're keeping it uniform, okay? So if how you have it on Google is accurate building inspections and that's the way you want it to read, we're going to make sure that wherever else we're listing you that it's listed like that, okay?
Got it.
Now, this address that shows on your Google profile page, 1226 Cordova Street, by chance, is that your home address?
It is. So I created a PO box.
Okay.
And I think we should change that. I guess I can provide that
to you. No, we're not going to change it, and I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, why?
Okay. First of all, Google will never PIN verify you at a PO box. Even if we updated the address to show a PO box, Google will red flag it and they won't do it. But I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to hide your physical address. We're going to hide it. So that way they don't see your, Google doesn't want your home address showing because you have what's called a home office.
Exactly.
So they don't want your address to show. So we will make sure that it is hidden. So I'll notate that on there. Okay.
So that's what's going to show the location when someone...
It'll show your city and state and the zip code. It's not going to show the physical address. I mean, you'll still be there, but it's going to hide the address. Because no one needs to know where you live at.
No, definitely not.
And anyone still within your zip code is going to find you because that's where you're PIN verified at, right?
Correct.
It's like if I were to, I could actually get directions to your house if I wanted because your address is showing. And that's why they don't want your address to show. I know sometimes when you PIN verify your business, there isn't a way for you to hide the address and that's okay. We hide it for you. So that it doesn't
I operate out of my house and unfortunately you need
a lot of businesses
do. Location. Yeah.
A lot of businesses do. Majority of businesses that are like you that are mobile, right? Because no one comes to you, you go to them. They have to PIN verify themselves at their home address because that's considered their home office. If you try to PIN verify at a PO box, Google will not send out that code. They'll kick it right back.
So I went ahead and opened a PO box for that reason. So what do you think? Should I cancel that?
Well, I mean, do you still get all your mail for your business at your home address?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I don't see the need for you having a PO box. If you opened it up for that reason to have, well, you now know that Google will never associate your business with a PO box because here's the thing, right? If there's other businesses using that PO box facility, even though it's a different PO box number, imagine if they all of you PIN verified at that PO box. One business is going to get kicked off because the other one's PIN verifying itself there. That's why Google won't do that. Because that PO box facility itself has PIN verified itself at that address.
Okay.
That business has. Okay? So, yeah, I mean, if that's the only reason why you got the PO box, I don't see the need for you to even have it. Unless if you just wanted all your business mail to go there.
No, I didn't really do it for the mail purpose. I just did it for the Google profile purpose just because I thought that was the
you
best.
You didn't want your address to show. Yeah. And that's okay because we're going to hide the address, so you're fine. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
And then let me just put your website link here because I want to make sure that that's already attached in the system so that they know exactly this is the website. I just like to cross all the T's and dot all the I's. Okay. Now, Wesley, for the payment, okay, today you'll be paying $299. Your second payment will be taken out on the, it's going to be 30 days from today, right? So if there's 30 days in the month, it's going to take it from the 30th day, right? The last day of the month. If there's 31, then you know that it's on the 31st. Okay.
Got it.
Now once you complete your 2 month verbal agreement, it's just going to continue to automatically charge each month on the 30th or the 31st day. Okay. At any time, and I'll read this to you in a voice verification, if at any time you decide you want to pause or cancel your account, all we ask is that you at least contact us 3 business days before that next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged, okay? And there's no cancellation fee.
And I would just be able to contact you through the number you just provided me by text?
You could either contact me, and then I would let customer service know to follow up with you just to verify that you want it canceled, or you just call customer service directly, so that way they can handle it on their end. Okay? Because either way, even if you call me, I have to send them the message so that way they can call you and verify that you're wanting to cancel.
Is Local Splash together or with a space?
Local Splash is all one word. LocalSplash.com. But as far as the company, it's local and then space and then splash. Two separate words.
Okay. Okay. That's what I was asking.
Okay. If you're saving it in your contacts.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's take a look here.
LocalSplash.com?
Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay.
Okay. And then, Wesley, so the card that you're going to be using for the payment, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's both, my name and the business name.
Okay, and your name only reads as Wesley Williford, or is there like a middle initial?
Sometimes some of my business cards have a middle initial, but this one is just Wesley Williford.
Okay. And how does the business name read on there? Just Accurate Building Inspections? Is it short because it's kind of long?
Accurate Building Inspections because it actually cuts off inspection at TI and misses ON. So it's Accurate Building Inspection.
Inspection? So it cuts off the ONS. Okay.
ONS, yeah.
Okay, so Accurate Building Inspecti.
Yeah, but you could just spell it out all the way, because anytime I would input the information, I spell it out all the way, and this never gives me any issues.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And then same billing address as well?
That's right.
Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
It's a Visa. It's a Visa.
Okay. And what is the card number when you're ready?
4036.
Uh huh.
2312.
Mhm.
0728.
Uh huh.
0216.
Expiration month and year.
It'll be 10/26.
And the CBV code on the back.
Yes, 331.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy, but I'm not charging the card until we go through the voice verification first. Okay. I have 4036-2312-0728-0216.
That's right.
Expires October of the year 26. CBB code on the back is 331.
That's right.
Okay. Now, for your security on your account with us, I would like to put a security question, and you have the choice of either your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name?
What's my first pet's name?
What was your first pet's name?
Din-Din. D-I-N-D-I-N with a space.
Oh, with this, so Din-Din, two words, right?
Yeah.
How cute.
Yeah. Din-Din.
I have yet to hear someone have the same kind of pet name I had for mine. Mine was actually, I call it a wiener dog, but what are they called? A beagle, I guess, or something?
A beagle. I forget. I call it wiener dogs, too. I don't really know.
Okay. And mine was named Chico, because back in my day, there was a show that I used to watch called Chico and the Man. So So I was like, we're going to call him Chico. My mom's like, okay.
All right.
Okay.
That was my first dog, Brendan, though, yeah. But now I have a dog. Her name is Jasmine, and I have a Kona. I have two.
Oh, how cute. I know. I love dogs. Now, I am going to walk you through this voice verification recording, and what it's going to do, Wesley, it's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well that we will send in writing along with your invoice. Now, as I'm walking you through it, okay, if there is something that you don't understand, please do me a favor and just stop me and say, what does that mean?
Okay.
This way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to turn on the voice verification recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you would like it to read on the first page of Google.
Accurate building inspection.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Wesley Williford, and my title would be owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Wesley, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, and question, what are these phone calls that I will be receiving from third parties?
So sometimes you might get a company calling you that's trying to sell you another type of online product, right? What we're telling you is, and what we're saying is they're not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more money than the $2.99 a month that you're already paying. Okay.
Got it.
Even if somebody called you and said, you need to pay $50 to verify your profile, you don't give that company a dime. You take down that phone number, disconnect the phone call, and you call us immediately so that we can handle it, because it's not our company, okay? Now, how you can identify if it's us or not, ask them, what's my security question, and they're going to hang up on you. That's how you know that it's not us calling, okay?
Okay. Why? Because sometimes they can try posing as you guys at Local Splash.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not even joking. I had a gentleman, this was like 6 months ago, he called me and he's like, Nadine, I had someone call me and they were trying to say that they were Local Splash and they were trying to charge me $50 and they kept saying, we have to verify your profile. And the guy's like, well, what's my security question? And they're like, well, sir, we're Local Splash, you know, and they just kept insisting that they were us. And he's like, well, first of all, what's my security question? And then they finally hung up on him. So he called me right away and he gave me the number and it was like some scam company. And I said, you didn't give them any money, right? And he's like, absolutely not, because I remember you told me you would never call me to ask me for more money. Like, you guys wouldn't do that. For you, I have a set amount that I'm paying monthly. And he said, and I remember you said to ask my security question, and they ended up hanging up on me, and I said, that's why we do it. You know, there's just weirdos out there. Okay? Okay. Yeah. And anytime we might call you because we have an update on your account, maybe on a keyword or what have you, we know at times, Wesley, that you're in the middle of a job, right? You can't always just pick up the phone. Okay. So all we ask is that you at least respond within 24 hours, okay, regarding any update that we might have for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
If you guys ask.
Let me explain this one first and then we'll go back. So what this is asking is, we're not telling you that you can't do additional marketing, right? What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call and let us know, so this way we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you investing more money if you don't need to. So let's say you decided you wanted to do, I don't know, let's say you wanted to do Facebook ads. And you called us and we would tell you, don't do Facebook ads. We're already including that in our package because we don't want you investing more money. Okay?
Correct. I'll tell you what I will be doing. I'm putting together a social media manager team to manage our social media.
Perfect. So when it comes to your social, yes, if all they're doing is the content and posting on your Facebook page, I'm glad you're getting someone to do that because we encourage you to update your content on your Facebook page. However, Facebook ads, we are managing those, right?
Yeah.
So if all they're doing is updating your content, that's good because we encourage you to do at least like weekly post or to do posting on your Facebook page because we're not doing the actual posting. What we're doing is we're running Facebook ads and we want to make sure that your content is fresh and current. So content, we're going to be looking at what's on your Facebook page too. You see what I mean?
Got it.
So I'm glad that you have a team that's going to be handling your posting for you. That's good. Good for you.
Yeah, actually, it's going to be on my other business. And then if this is successful, then I'm going to bring on the
business. Then have them do that. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And if at that
time,
yeah. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is May 31st, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means that your second payment will be charged on June 30th, 2023, in the amount of $299. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew. As I mentioned, if there's 30 days in the month, it's going to renew on the 30th day in the amount of $299. If there is 31 days, then it'll renew on the 31st day of the month, okay, for $299. Now, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the 877-635-6225 number that I sent you, and you'll hit number one, okay? To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges, okay?
Got it.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
So I'm updating the package. I'll be processing the payment, and we're going to send you the receipt both to your email, and we're going to send it to you in a text message as well, and we'll go over it in a couple of minutes. I want to now look at the schedule for your client interview. So your client interview is going to be conducted tomorrow, and we're going to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. We do block an hour out. It can take between 30 to 40 minutes. Sometimes a little longer, just depends on how many questions or details you have. And so how does your schedule look for tomorrow, Wesley?
I'm going to be out on the water around 10, probably like 1, maybe 2 o'clock the latest. I should be getting back to the house around 3, So I'd say to be safe around 4 or 5 o'clock my time.
Okay.
So
I actually have an appointment. I have an appointment available. It looks like I have 5 to 6, 6 to 7. What time would you like? Do you want to do 6 to 7 to play it safe?
Yeah, why not? 6 to 7.
Let's do that. Okay. So this way it gives you enough time. Are you going fishing?
No, I'm going surfing.
Oh, nice. Okay. Going to catch some waves, huh?
Yes.
Oh, how fun.
I have never,
I will tell you this, I have never been daring enough to go to go surfing. I'll go swimming, but that's about as far as I'm going to go.
It's an experience I definitely recommend everyone to feel once in their life.
That's what I hear. I have a friend that surfs, and, oh, man, he loves it. He's like, you have no idea. My husband's a fisherman. He fishes all the time, and he's like, just being on the water needing, it's an experience in itself, right?
It
he's
is.
Like, and when you're fighting against, you know, the fish, trying to reel it in, I'm like, I don't know. I'm not, I just, yeah.
I mean, I fish too, so I understand exactly what he's saying. There's nothing like it. It's excitement.
Yeah, he's been trying to get me to go, and I'm like, no, I'm okay, honey. You go with the fellas. That's okay. I'll be waiting here when you bring back the tuna, you know?
That's right. You'll help cook it up.
Right, exactly. So I just sent you an email with your calendar invite. Tomorrow they will call you from an 877 number between 6 and 7 o'clock. So we just ask that you answer all calls within that hour. We will also send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up, okay? If that's for some reason you need 5 more minutes, pick up the phone and just say, can you call me back? And we'll call you right back. All right? Now, as far as your services, I mean, the obvious, okay, home inspector, what else should I notate on here? General home inspection?
Everything that's on my business profile.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel it has everything you need. Mold, roof, pre-construction, residential, commercial inspections, four-point wind mitigation inspections, insurance package inspections. I think I said mold.
Okay, let me see. Mold. I got mold, roof, and what else?
Pre-construction.
Pre-construction.
New construction.
New construction. Okay, and then 3-point what?
4-point and wind mitigation inspections, which would be considered insurance report inspections. A insurance report inspection consists of a 4-point and a wind mitigation. Sometimes people just need a 4-point or a wind mitigation. It could be one or the other or both.
Okay.
So,
and it's residential and commercial.
Residential, commercial, roofing, mold, sewer scope inspection.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay. And they'll go over this more with you during your client interview. Yeah. I just kind of wanted to give them a little bit of the gist. And then I have Facebook already attached there, your website. Let's see here. Okay, so you have an option that we can put instead of, you know how your physical phone number shows there, right?
Yeah.
We can actually put a tracking number, okay, that will be linked to your phone number, and it comes with an app that you can download from the App Store. Now, the tracking number, when you download that app, it allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. You can even block spam calls. So do you prefer that it is your number that's listed there currently, your physical phone number, or do you want us to add a tracking number?
You guys are already going to provide me tracking metrics, correct?
Right. Correct.
Yeah. So just put my phone number.
Okay. If at any time, Wesley, you decide you want a tracking number, just let us know and we'll go ahead and add the tracking number. It won't cost you anything. Now, as far as your targeted areas, do you want to cover within a mile radius of 50? Do you want to cover certain areas with the Facebook ads?
I want to just cover the Miami-Dade area.
Miami-Dade?
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything around Miami. South Beach, Coronado, okay. Kendall, all the way down to Homestead. Just stay within Miami because Miami is such a dense market itself. And I need to.
Okay. So I'm going to put Miami-Dade area.
Even though for my business, I service from the Florida Keys to Broward.
Okay.
I'd rather focus
Miami-Dade
Miami
area. Got it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as far as like when we're contacting you, do you prefer that we contact you by phone, text, email, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Just put all three.
All three. And then what are your hours of operation typically? Let me see if it's on your Google profile page.
It says it on my profile. I think it's at 9 to 5.
Let me see. It looks like, okay.
9 to 7, I think.
So Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, you're 9 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 4, Sunday, 10 to 4, Monday. Okay. So Monday through Friday, you're 9 to 7, Saturday
Correct.
And Sunday, 10 to 4.
That's right.
Okay. I just wanted to confirm that. So 9 to 7 and then 10 to 4 on the weekends.
Okay.
Those aren't bad hours. You could sleep in a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Or at least enjoy breakfast and a cup of coffee. And I'm assuming licensed and insured, as you would be, right?
Licensed and insured, of course.
Okay. And then I know it's a silly question, but I just rather ask anyways. It's a habit. And what are the forms of payments that you typically accept?
Typically, I would accept cash and any major credit cards.
Okay.
I try to avoid accepting checks, even though we have. Or money orders or anything of that nature.
What about Zelle? Do you do that?
I do Zelle. Yes, if the client asks for a Zelle, we could
okay.
accept a Zelle.
Do you want me to notate that?
Our software in which we send an electronic invoice to our customers,
uh-huh.
and they sign our inspection agreement, and they can just pay straight through the portal.
Oh, that's awesome. Just
yeah.
one-stop shop on that one. Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Okay, good. And then now my Siri watch is talking to me. Sorry. It's every time if I turn my wrist a certain way, Siri's like, I didn't get that. I'm not even talking to you. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Okay. I know I had a client one time say, is that your watch talking? I'm like, yeah. It does it to me
That's
all
funny.
The time.
I have Apple Watch too, but mine doesn't talk to me like that.
Yeah, it's, you know what, it's because I'm on a liquid fast right now. I'm actually doing, it's a corporate fasting that I'm doing with my church. So I've been drinking nothing but liquids, and I feel like I need to tighten up my watch, like the wristband's a little too loose. So it's like if I move my wrist a certain way and then I like move my hand, it hits the button for Siri.
Oh my goodness.
Well, that's a good
yeah.
sign. I'm dropping water weight.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Now,
a quick
Wesley,
little water fast or something. Yeah.
Right? Now, Wesley, if
yeah.
you take a look at your emails or your text messages, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. And it either came
right
before, yeah, it either came before or after your welcome one. We sent it by email and text.
Okay, I have it right here.
Okay.
Oh wait.
So
it'll say, dear
Wesley, thank
here,
you for
right.
choosing Local Splash, right? Okay.
Click here to accept the subscription.
Yes.
Terms.
Click on that, and then I'm gonna walk you through the receipt. Okay. So.
Okay.
On the receipt, as you'll see, it takes you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. So the Google services is the Google Business Profile Optimization. So again, you'll give us access as managers to your profile page, and the technician will let you know how to add us on there as managers, not owners. Okay? And then you're getting the directory submissions is included in your package, Facebook page. So you'll just add us on as managers to your business Facebook page so that we can start running your Facebook ads. Okay? And they'll walk you through that as well. And then Google Ads is not part of your package, but it is, like I mentioned to you, a product that we offer. Google Guaranteed is another program that we assist with. It's separate from what you're currently doing. Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead program. So if you ever want to revisit that, we would just check on the availability for your category, because it's not always available for every industry and every location, okay? Now, Google Workspace is a product that they might offer to you during your client interview. What that is actually having like a business Gmail account. It's an added cost. You do not have to do it, just so you know, okay? And then you do get the advanced reporting. Our live client support is also included in your package, as you see there, 7 to 4, Monday through Friday, with our phone number. Mm-hmm. Anytime if we communicate to you through a text message, this is the number where it says mobile phone. That's the number that we would be texting, okay? And then you have your delivery dates. Now, as far as the timeline, 5 to 7 days is when you'll be listed in all the directories, and you will also receive your login credentials to start logging into your customized tracking and reporting system. Yes, we will send it to you by email, okay, with your password and your username. Now, within 7 to 14 days, you're going to be listed with your Facebook ads running. Those will be live within 7 to 14 days. What we always state in our terms and conditions is that it can take between 30 to 45 days for the first page placement on Google, but I will tell you this, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. Sometimes, Wesley, I've seen where it's happened sooner. So it is a matter of you adding us on as managers, and we'll send you notifications letting you know once you're on the first page of Google, when you're directories are already up and running, when your Facebook ads are live. So we're going to still be keeping you in the loop as we're completing these steps. Okay.
Now, will this information be coming to me through the dashboard or through the email?
Actually, the notifications will come to you through text message. We'll send it by email. So we'll keep you in the loop. Yeah.
Got it. Wonderful.
And then you'll see there that you paid $2.99 and how we break it down. Okay, we allocate $100 of that to your Facebook ads that we're managing. Remember, you're not incurring the cost per click because it's provided to you at a flat rate. And then your monthly after, you'll see there $199 plus the $100,
$299.
Anytime that you want to cancel, if you need to put it on a seasonal hold, again, you want to call 3 business days before that next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring that charge. Okay? And then under where it says cancellation and refunds, there's a little box that we want you to check. So you'll click in that little box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is true and accurate. What you're saying is that it's your name that's on the card that you provided for the payment. And then at the bottom, you're just going to type your name exactly as it reads, Wesley Williford. And then you'll click confirm signature. Let me know when you do that, because you should see something opening up asking you to enter a username and a password.
That's right.
Perfect. This is where you would log in to track your results with us. Okay. So in 5 to 7 days, we're going to email you this link, a username and a password. Okay. And you can even...
.com.
I'm sorry?
MyLocalSplash.com, right?
Yes, correct. And you can even save it on your phone as a favorite. Now, this is why I want you to watch that video. And, in fact, the password that we send you, you can always update it to a password of your choice. Okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Well, Wesley, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. I'm so glad that I was able to assist you with this. I'm super excited for you.
Thank you, Nadine.
You are so welcome. It's been my pleasure. So remember, tomorrow we'll be calling you between 6 and 7, okay, for your client interview. All right.
Thanks, Nadine. Thank you so much.
Well, you have a good afternoon. Enjoy surfing tomorrow. Be safe. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.